Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. A committee of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will meet today to examine cases of blood clots developed by a half dozen people who received Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine. Health experts describe the clots as serious but extremely rare. NPR's Windsor Johnston says the CDC and the Food and Drug Administration are recommending a pause in the use of the single-dose vaccine pending a review.
The FDA says the review is expected to take several days but could extend longer depending on what the agency learns. President Biden's top medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says pausing the use of the J&J vaccine will allow health officials to better examine the cases.
I think this is an unusual occurrence of a serious adverse event that you want to make sure before you go forward, you investigate it thoroughly. And that's exactly what they're doing.
The FDA has received reports that six people developed rare and severe blood clots after receiving the J&J vaccine. So far, nearly 7 million Americans have received the single-dose shot. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Nationwide, state health officials say people set to receive a COVID-19 vaccination will be given ones made by Pfizer or Moderna or asked to reschedule. Police in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, say they made more arrests last night as demonstrations continued over the fatal police shooting of a 20-year-old black man. NPR's Giles Snyder says dozens of people were arrested amid an ongoing overnight curfew.
At a briefing overnight, Minnesota State Patrol Colonel Matt Langer said upwards of 60 people were arrested. Langer said most of the protesters were peaceful, but after nightfall, some chose to lob bricks and bottles over a fence in front of police headquarters.
To throw objects, not just to throw objects, but to throw objects with the intent of hurting other people, whether they're police officers or not, is just unacceptable.
The scores of protesters who turned out for this latest demonstration were met by the police use of tear gas and flashbang devices after they were ordered to disperse. Earlier in the day, the officer who shot 20-year-old Dante Wright and the Brooklyn Center police chief both resigned. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Later today, prosecutors in Minnesota are expected to announce whether they plan to charge the police officer who shot Wright. Kim Potter was a 26-year veteran. The White House says President Biden will announce plans to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20-year anniversary of the terror attacks that claimed nearly 3,000 lives in the U.S. He's expected to do so this afternoon before visiting Arlington National Cemetery. This is NPR News from Washington. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is describing Tehran's decision to sharply step up its uranium enrichment as a response to what he calls the evilness of Sunday's attack at the country's Natanz nuclear site. Iran blames Israel for damaging centrifuges at the country's main enrichment plant. Israel has not claimed responsibility. Iran says it now plans to enrich uranium up to 60%. Officials in Taiwan are expressing concerns about the rising numbers of Chinese military ships and fighter planes appearing near the island in recent days. As NPR's Emily Fang reports from Beijing, China says it's conducting military drills off its coasts for national security reasons.
China sees the island of Taiwan as a province of China, and Chinese leader Xi Jinping has vowed to retake Taiwan by force if needed, though analysts have long said the risk of actual conflict is low. Yet, China has been doing its best to signal the hostility this month. It sent as many as 25 fighter planes a day into Taiwan's airspace this week. China's top office on Taiwan issues says it's conducting, quote, combat drills in the narrow strait between China and the island. China sailed an aircraft carrier in the Taiwan Strait this week at the same time as a U.S. carrier, the USS John S. McCain. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
The president of Toshiba has resigned after questions were raised about a potential acquisition involving the Japanese technology and manufacturing giant. The deal was with the Global Fund, which was previously run by the head of Toshiba. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.